give you every heart of 100 souls. You could be the fire to kill the cold. I'll
break the Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pump you up.
This is power. This is power. This is power.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay Garvin's. You're tuning into the power segment of my show, or the podcast portion. My favorite segment throughout the entire year is Bill McAfee. This individual is a real estate and title and financial guru. He and his wife, Ronnie, practice what they preach. They have a beautiful company that they're taking care of dozens and dozens of people. And if you ever have a chance to choose your title company, Empire Title, privately owned, privately operated, locally owned, locally operated, also the largest, just an amazing company. You call me at 719-330-1457 if I can help you learn and understand more about them. But I am going to continue helping you every single day, every single week. I just talked to Sandy, a friend of mine, who I literally have not talked to in 12 years, gave me a call and said, Jay, I have someone you need to meet and I have a question. Just talked to Tina and Brandon, good friends of mine, lived in the same neighborhood in Canoe Creek and Cheyenne Meadows. You can call me as well at 719-330-1457. We had a conversation back then when they were selling their house in the neighborhood. I was selling mine and I said, hey, you guys, if you can do anything at all, please invest in real estate. And she just called me, and just like Marlo and I, they have 8 investment properties now, young family with 4 kids, and haven't talked to Tina in 3 to 5 years in a long conversation, and have had emails and texts from you guys. In fact, Matt, I wanted to read this one because as I continue on with the show and my podcast here, houses, houses, we need more houses. I shared with you that we're going to talk about 3 things. And number one, the real estate, the numbers, the houses, the value. And we've done that. And you can listen to the podcast segments before us over if you want to get into that. But the second part of this is households, households, households. We need more households. During this pandemic, we're restricted to our houses. And you need to have the memories. And you need to take the time with your family and unplug. Don't see this as a negative. Any tragedy around us can and will be turned to the glory of the kingdom through our Lord Jesus Christ. And now we get some quality time. Yeah, I want to be in Rome right now. I don't even want to be with you right now. I want to be in Texas right now. I love doing the show, but I don't even want to be spitting into this microphone right now or rubbing this hand gel on me. I want to be in Texas walking down the Riverwalk. But what's meant for tragedy, frustration, and despair can be turned for the glory of the kingdom. And I'm spending quality time with my daughter, going up into the mountains, taking walks with our dogs. We are going down to the great sand dunes. I don't care if we go in. We're just spending time with family. Be careful. Be smart around your elderly grandparents or parents, or if you're listening with your young grandchildren. But don't let this time pass you up. In 3 weeks, this is all going to be over. The bell curve is going to be flattened. The infections are going to be down. We've got deaths in all of the United States, and that's too many tragedies. But by the grace of God, it's not what we have in flu right now. But I want you to focus even more, to take this time to really dig your heels in, draw a line in the sand, and make a change in your life. A good friend of mine, this is just one of dozens that took the time, and I appreciate and love you, Eric, for doing this. He wrote me a personal note that said, Jay, thank you for changing my life and helping me to get on the right track in regards to my finances. If I hadn't spoken to you and your team about this a while back, the current situation would have me very concerned about how my family would actually get through this. But now I'm confident in my ability to take care of my responsibilities. Thank you doesn't seem enough, but that's where I'll have to start. And it's not the government's responsibility. It's not your neighbor's responsibility. It's not your employer's responsibility. This is a God-fearing capitalistic society, and it is your responsibility. It's your responsibility to take a deep breath and unplug from social media, from the news. It's going to be hard, I'll report to you. I'm going off the grid for 4 days. Matt, even Neil Cohen, my agent, said, Jay, we want to do interviews and this and that. I said, Neil, I'm unplugging. I can't believe I'm going to say this because I'm a radio junkie. I'm unplugging from myself to just get to know my kids, get to know myself. We're all reading books as a family. Matt and I'm paying my kids $100 each to read a 100-page book in a week and give a family book report. My wife raised her hands and says, I want $100. So we're all doing it. But take the time as well, folks, to go into the next phase of your life and really evaluate, look yourself in the mirror and say, am I prepared right now? Have I sustained this unexpected tragedy and pandemic effectively? Or can I do better for my family and myself and my team and my employer and my city and my community and my Lord next time? And it's staying tuned in here, hearing about the 7 baby steps of getting $1,000 in reserves, debt snowballing, get rid of all your unsecured debt. That iPhone 11 with a payment and a high plan on your cell phone ain't so popular right now. Trimming down your budget, getting 6 months in reserves. That's the trick. Oh, Jay, I don't have any unsecured debt. Yeah, show me the $30,000 you have in reserves that you don't have to freak out and pray to God that nationally or statewide or community-wide someone gives you some relief. Because I know 45% of us can't even make a $500 payment from our emergency savings without a paycheck or two. And oh my God, it's not a theory. Right now it's happening. So after you get 3 to 6 months of reserves, then you can focus on your retirement. You can focus on caring for your kids' school or your school loans or paying per cash up front. And then Lord help us and get excited when we can actually pay our house off early. And that's where my wife and I are. But I want to bless a family member. Hell, let's go and bless a stranger. The other day, Matt, someone did a pickup order and someone left a $2,100 tip. A $2,100 tip. And it was just a microbrew. It wasn't even a bar, which is unbelievable. I mean, I want to give someone a $100 tip that's the only tip they're going to get this week. But most importantly, some of the big, huge takeaways that I want you to have is times are a-changing. And our houses are the center of it. Whether we're listening to Flo Rida or Casey Musgrave or even Crosby, Stills, and Nash, your house is more than an investment. It's a household. It's memories. It's where your kids become secure or they become afraid. Where they can come to you or where they can hide from you. And I'm preaching to the choirs. A lot of us are parents and even grandparents listening. Be safe. Put on the gel. Make sure that you're washing your hands, but take the time to visit your kids and grandkids now if they're in town. And if they're not, FaceTime them. Have those memories and understand that our economy is going to recover, but are you going to help your family recover? Are you going to be able to stay positive? In the quote, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. That starts with you. That starts with me. I need to be the leader of the household, and people laugh at me that I'm doing book reports over spring break with my kids. But if I don't parent my kids, who will? You're seeing right now the schools can't do it. They're out. Tag, you're it. Tag, I'm it. And I see what my wife does every single day, day in, day out. And for those of you that don't have the luxury of even having your parents home when kids are here, help out your friends, help out your neighbors, do play dates, stuff like that. But you have to help stay positive. And that's why I have these little silly intros and outros with My House with Flo Rida. Or you get the song yourself, My House by Casey Musgrave. And, you know, if you can't come to my house, I'll bring my house to you. You know, got yourself a good mobile home. And that's okay. It's still a house. It's still yours. And it's still something to be proud of that you can build memories around. Because I say it at the end of every show that you're to go grow and be prosper and tell someone close to that you love them. Because all of those things I talk about here about houses, about there's 87 millennials coming and your house is going to get more valuable and you should buy investment property and don't be deceived by the builders because the houses aren't really there that you got to watch out. But what really matters is the freedom from stress and the freedom to go towards retirement is what I want to drive at. And we all have to do our part to help. And I learned this week how we're actually doing our part because I leaned forward with my commercial construction loan in Woodland Park. I didn't waver and crawl in a cave or a hole and be afraid. I talked to the Woodland Park city planning and lore and said, hey, we're ready to go. Let's pull this thing together. I'm ready with the banker, Dave. I'm ready with the completed appraisal on the project. And now our goal is to make houses available. Not only houses, but households. And now we have 8 townhomes that are going on the MLS, 1,500 square foot, 3-bedroom, 3-bath, 2-car garage, walking distance from the Dinosaur Museum and the Aquatic Center right downtown Woodland Park for only $315,000. And I don't care about the profit or the construction. What I care about is the widows and the young couples and the widowers that are going to house these places and make memories and make a difference and make history. And you have to actually keep positive. And I say this in past shows, you know, be careful of what you think because your thoughts control your words and your words actually turn into your actions and your actions turn into your habits and then your habits turn into your destiny. So you have to reboot. I have to reboot. We have to look closely at our households. We have to look closely at our budgets. This is a time when all of you who've practiced well in keeping money in reserves and handling it well, with the grace of the Lord over you, help, teach, and mentor. I've done it to 4 people this week that have said, Jay, I want you to help me go to the next level with finances or investment property or in budgeting. And you can do the same because you are the choir to this church here, and you're already doing it as listeners, and I appreciate all of you. And don't overestimate the power of taking that 4-day break from electronics, from social media, from the news cycle, because it can get you in a fearful cycle, and you have to break it. I'm going to do it myself. I encourage you to do it. And with that, I want all of you to go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them because that's what matters in the end. And if you have not found your passion, your calling, and purpose in life, pray to God that He deliver it to you because that's what I found in you right here, a public that I would serve, people that I would reach out to just because you add value to me. So don't hesitate to call me at 719-330-1457, 330-1457, or go to churchillcolorado.com. Put your information on the right-hand side and have a great day. We'll be back next week. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show and Podcast.
Introduced as strangers, now we're leaving. Here is friends, every word that you speak is...
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
Come on up to our house, let us make it.